for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Full time at the MCG, Richmond showed they are a real premiership threat. 12 goals, 10, 82 to the Lions, 8, 7, 55. The margin at the final siren was 27 points. Drew Jones did a fantastic job to get Nick Vlosten downstairs. Justin Longmuir voted him the Steamatic standout player of the match. Before we went to that break, Heath Buck teased us a little bit with some Geelong VFL scores and best players. So, Bucky, just a little snapshot of that one, please, for us.
Yeah, great win over Essendon today, Chuck. 13-16-94, Geelong defeated Essendon 8-5-53. So that's a 41-point win to the Geelong VFL team. And they will play finals, which is important, to have players playing football at the lower level. Knocking on the door and putting pressure on the guys in the senior team.
Goal kickers, best players,
yeah, James Parson, outstanding. 31 disposals and 2 goals. Constable, 29 disposals. Scott Selwood, 29 touches. Menegola, 24 touches and a goal. Abbott, 20 disposals and 35 hit-outs. And Zach Smith, 17 disposals and 33 hit-outs.
Well, that's great. All of what you said there, are all players that are on the fringe, just in contention.
Yep.
And that's what you want.
I'll tell you who had a really bad game yesterday was Gary Rowan.
Unfortunately, he did.
Yeah, so that whether he... It's going to be interesting. He's missed a bit of footy of late. Now gets a week off. So that's going to be interesting, Chuck. So good win to the VFL team. We'll play finals and some players there just putting a little bit of pressure on the senior group.
No, well done, Bucky. And I'm sure all of our listeners will be delighted. And you gave us some local scores as well unfolding today. Some elimination finals down there in the local footy. All set now. We'll take a week off. Just around the grounds, Bucky, your final one there. It looks like Port Adelaide are going to get a win, but it's going to not count for much, unfortunately, in the end.
Yeah, 24 points in front at the moment, 60-36, 10 remaining in the third quarter as they have another shot on goal. Port Adelaide, so they look like they're not home, but they're doing comfortably.
Tell you what, there's been one man in the commentary box that's been watching a fair bit of this game, though, hasn't he, Bucky, really?
He's actually taken...
Dropped off our game a bit and went upstairs. And
he's taken a lot of notes there. A
couple of lines from Walters and a few names just writing down, Never know where you could end up on a nice sunny day. Back from the rooms, Drew Jones. Nothing significant injury-wise, I suppose, which is good news, Drew, for either side. Was there anything significant down there? No.
No, nothing at all, really, which is great for both teams heading into finals to get through with a clean bill of health. Looks like Bolton might have got a little bit of a corky on the hip sort of leg area, had a fair bit of ice there, but, I mean, there's always knocks and bruises, as we know, after games of footy like that, which are heavily contested, but... Yeah, perfect preparation really for the Tigers. They haven't left the MCG for 50 days, their last 7 games here at the G. So a pretty nice lead into the finals for them in terms of travel.
St John have got emergency, a clean sheet. And Drew, totally off the mark, but I know you love your cricket as well. I'm going to go home tonight. I said to Justin, I might just get a bottle of red, sit on the couch, because I think tonight that the Ashes might be retained. Australia needs 7 wickets to retain the Ashes, or an unlikely win from England, but it's not out of the question with 7 wickets in hand. What do they need, 208 runs? Is that where they're at?
It'd be a record chase, wouldn't it, for England? I wouldn't have thought. It's just it's a matter of time for Australia once they get through.
How's the pitch, Chuck? Is it holding up? Or
The thing is, because the wickets have fallen so quickly, we're actually only...
Day 4, are we?
Yeah, so, it's not really coming into that day 5. So, although the ball has done plenty right throughout this game, the ball has dominated the bat. It's swung, it's seamed around. It's been really tough batting conditions. So, we'll watch with interest tonight. And we're just watching with interest on the TV there. But I looked up and I saw Ross Lyon's head in the coach's box.
He was staring
right at us. Hang on a minute. Have I turned the clock back a week or so? Thanks, Drew, for your fine job that you did downstairs today. J-Lo's given us his thematic standout. Bucky, have you got... maybe give us a little snapshot of the stats and then the highlights, the mark and goal of the day on the end of those, please.
Yeah, they did a lot right as far as clearances go, 48-32 in their favour. Contested possessions, the Tigers got on top in the last quarter, but the Lions still won 88-87. and they had more of the ball, 375 to 356 disposals, and they had more inside 50s, 50 to 47. And they out-tackled the Tigers as well, 72 to 47. It's a bizarre stat sheet, and you still get beaten by 27 points. A crowd of 96,995. So Lachie Neal, leading disposal winner on the ground with 19 kicks, 32 handballs, 51 touches, 25 of those contested, and had the 14 clearances and 6 tackles. The only thing he didn't do was hit the scoreboard. Hawley, 30, is having a superb season. I reckon he's well in contention for his first All-Australian jumper. Prestia was good again, 30. He must be close as well, at least for the squad of 40. Short, 23. 21 to Edwards. Martin, 21 and 2 goals. Baker was good, 20 touches. Floss Stone, a steamatic player of the game, 19 disposals. Mentioned Neil, 51. McCluggage, good, 28. And Dane Zorko, 27. 9 tackles and 2 goals, Chuck.
Beautiful work, Kurz. Higher stats there, done and dusted. Drew Jones, you got your hand up like you're at school. You got something to add. I didn't ask you what add what you're going to add, and then tell me, do you know anything about Mitch Duncan? Because we haven't followed that up today. He left the ground yesterday with a shoulder injury after a heavy tackle. He did come back. Any word out of Geelong about him today, or all clear as far as you know?
I understand he'll get scans to check out the shoulder, because didn't he come off twice with it during the game?
And so then he went. They said that they thought it was an AC joint, but he did finish the game on the field. So.
Yeah, sometimes you can play out games with shoulders. You just get them strapped up and go back out. I was going to say, the early whispers are West Coast Essendon Thursday night elimination final to start the finals.
Yep, that's what we were hearing up here. So the early whispers will have West Coast and Essendon Thursday night. We think it'll be a blockbuster Cats and Pies Friday night here. I'll guess and say it might be a Saturday afternoon game, Lions and Tigers at the Gabba, and then is it Saturday night or Sunday the Giants play the Dogs?
It'll be Saturday night, I reckon. They might even try and tee it up so it's that sort of twilight game that they had,
about the
prelim.
What about the Heat, Chuck, for the game at the Gabba?
Brisbane Heat? No, they're Big Bash.
Nice. But no, but do you think they'll play a game, afternoon game at the Gabba, or a night game? I reckon they'll play a night game.
I reckon. Well, I agree with you, but if I'm Brisbane, I would actually try and play the afternoon game. Yeah. I don't know whether they get any. So, J-Lo, did the AFL, do the clubs put in any requests for finals? How does it operate?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
They could do a 4:30 bounce down for Giants, Bulldogs, and then run straight off the back at 7:40.
What we can tell you is who's playing who. We can't tell you yet. I'm sure it'll be announced a little bit later on tonight, maybe at the back end of the news, as to where the first week of the finals will be played.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.